6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Friday. Yes, Friday already, March 11th, 2022. My goodness, Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, especially if you're listening to us live streaming on shortwave. Yes, we are out there. Thanks to our endeavors of our producers making things rock and roll. We like it because it's multiple outlets people get to hear us on and share the news with other people. If you don't have that email blast, you need to get it. You can do that by going to thepowerhour.com and signing up for it. You get it every day. Every day we do a show. It's got our archives on there. It's got all the news on there. Just click the link and read what we don't cover in full, because I know you probably have questions. You're sifting through all the propaganda that's floating around out there trying to figure out what's going on. Get to the truth of things. Well, truth seekers, there's a new product alert out, a new product alert. Be alert. What this country needs is more alerts. That's right. We have what is called at the Power Mall Nuke Protect from North American Urban Spice. It is an ideal supplement for those needing optimal antioxidant support. The antioxidants found in Nuke Protect have an ORAC profile 6 times more powerful than blueberries. Nuke Protect also contains natural source iodine from wild kelp, as well as 110% of the recommended intake of natural source selenium, ideal for uses in case of nuclear radiation exposure. I'll go even one step further on this one. It's got wild oregano and rosemary, wild rue cereraria, wild cumin powder, wild Atlantic source kelp, wild raw chaga powder, pharmaceutical-grade potassium iodide, and selenium yeast. That's what's in this. That's the full ingredient list, and you can get it at the Power Mall, Nuke Protect. Now, you got to ask yourself, why is it that all of a sudden everybody's paying attention to the possibility we might suffer from nuclear radiation? Why would that be? We'll get to that in just a bit. We'll carry on with that discussion. Our toll-free number, 844-769-2944, if you want to chime in on anything we're talking about this morning. Our first hour is wide open for your phone calls. We've got 10% off of North American Urban Spice products as well as Global Healing Center products this week at the Power Mall. That means you get one day. Well, actually, you get tomorrow, too. And we got the BOGO, Power Silver, 1 ounce Nano Silver, Tranquil also. While supplies last, today's Cash Friday, by the way. You can save 10% on your purchase at the Power Mall every Friday if you use the code Cash Friday at checkout when you select cash, check, or money order for payment. Very, very easy to do. And we will have Dr. Edward Group on the show today. He's with Global Healing Center Products to talk about detoxidine and other things, because that's the other aspect. We're talking about nuclear radiation exposure as well. Big shout out to Kevin Mills. Hey, guess what? When you become a level 3 supporter, here's what I will do. I will promote you every day of the week that you sign up. If you're a level 3 supporter, because when you go buymeacoffee.com at the Power Hour, you click on that link, it offers you 3 different levels of support to become a Power Hour team member. You get to support us on a monthly basis, anywhere from 5, 15, or 25. When you do 25, we broadcast your name all over the place. Everybody knows who you are. Right, Kevin Mills? You got that figured out. This week, our newest level 3 supporter is Kevin Mills. Thank you for being a loyal, faithful Power Hour listener, sir. We appreciate you. You get the Joyce Riley Archive Vault access. Once a week, we add a commercial-free Joyce Riley Show Archive. You get 10% discount off of all online orders at the Power Mall. Plus, you get commercial-free show archives. And you get to support a great cause, because here we are trying to get the truth out. Keep people up to date. Try to sift through the rubble of ruin, which is our United States economy. And we still have people calling the Power Hour, which is okay. And we've endorsed this. It's called mygotodoc.com. The experts are all saying, and this is the thing, you got to watch what is being said out there. Because, see, the frontline doctors are the ones that are leaking the truth out. And as this show progresses, we will tell you a little bit more about that. But people want to know where they can find a doctor that's online, somebody who's tuned into COVID, knows what's going on, and he's got a pharmacy at the ready that is going to dispense the off-label medication without charging an arm and a leg, among other body parts. And I know you know where I'm going with that. MyGoToDoc.com. is the website. Now, I did this myself. Yes, Dave Krieger, your host, did this himself. I went to mygotodoc.com. There is a form there that you fill out. It's very simple, and you become his patient. That's how it works. Dr. Syed Haider, who's been on the show twice, set this website up, mygotodoc.com. We believe in it because we've got proof. This guy's a COVID expert. He's treated over 50,000 people. He has lost zero patients. And unlike other websites that you happen to surf, you can register for free here, and you can ask questions forever. I like to use the Latin terms ad infinitum, ad nauseum. That's probably a lot better term in my book from a legalese standpoint. And most importantly, Dr. Haider's group will connect you to independent pharmacies that charge less than anywhere else. And they even have a number you can call, 281-219-7367, or just simply go to mygotodoc.com, your source for COVID-19. And this is a lot of what we're seeing here are people who have had the jab, people who think they might be sick. And here's a benefit. Even though we've done this large-scale study from the VA of 150,000 vets showing increased risk of heart attack and stroke even a year later after being infected, you know, 72% more likely than people who weren't. You know, when you get the jab, it makes it even worse. But if you're sick, here's the thing. Most frontline doctors, you're going to have to wait in line because everybody else and their brother is calling them up. At mygotodoc.com, if you tell Dr. Syed Haider's team in your message to them, because you can send a message right away, hey, I think I'm coming down with something and it's pretty serious, they will treat you right there if you tell them you're a Power Hour listener. You can't get any better than that. Mygotodoc.com is the website to go to. And, of course, like I said, he's been on the show twice. There's a reason we have him on here, because all of our listeners, and we have some very smart listeners that listen to this show, and they know that we're not going to lead them astray. If we find something that works, we're going to share it. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, when you get people like Kevin in Ohio calling up and talking about poop on yesterday's show and how to recycle your own waste, you know what happens if the sewers fail, if the septic systems fail, and you're living out in the country and you have to go into survival mode. You know, there are people out there that have actually been doing this and they've been studying this. And they took the time to call our toll-free number and share it with the rest of us so we would not be ignorant. And that's the one thing in 1 Corinthians that Christ, when he was here on the earth, you know, and Paul the apostle, when he wrote it, basically says, hey, you know, I would not have you be ignorant. Knowledge is power, which is the reason why we're here. That's one of the unique things about the Power Hour. And then we actually have a Power Mall where we sell these supplements to keep us on the air. Every little thing you do, whether you're buying us a cup of coffee, becoming a team sponsor, or buying from the Power Mall, is keeping this show afloat. It gives you an open line to call and talk to us. Talk to the people out there that are listening. I'll bet you we have over 1 million people that come in contact with this show every single week. And that's not bragging. That's, hey, we're getting the word out. And the more people you tell, hey, you need to tune into the show, and you can actually call in and give your input. You know, this is a good thing because we've been locked down for, what, 24 months now? You know, in most places. And they're just like, you know, people, there are still people, believe it or not, that are ordering. Like in the local grocery stores here, when I go in there, I see they have a crew. And they do nothing but drag around these large carts. And they've got like 2 or 3 grocery orders on each cart that they're filling. And they're going up and down all the aisles, looking at their list, filling the orders. And then the people come and they pull up into a drop-off point. And they pay for their groceries in advance. And then they pick them up at the door and they come to the door and they're wearing masks. They, you know, when the people come to their car, rather, people in the car are wearing masks. They're so scared. They haven't gotten past the point of being scared. They haven't woken up. They're still sleeping. And every time I see somebody driving around with a mask on in their car, I have a label for that. It's called a COVIDiot. Because, see, the thing is you're driving around, you've got this mask on your face, you could potentially suffer from hypoxia. I mean, enough studies have been done if you read Dr. Russell Blaylock, and you get hypoxia and you pass out at the wheel and you're driving, what do you have? A COVAccident. Stupid as stupid does, as Forrest Gump would say. You know, we don't want you in that same boat. We don't want you to be a COVIDiot. We want you to be smart about the whole thing. And that's one of the reasons why we have Dr. Edward Group on here to talk about things that are of interest to you and get to the truth about stuff. Supercharged C60 is one of them, and I want to get down and dirty on this thing because I hear talk from some of the frontline doctors saying once you've had the jab, the stuff is in you. Good luck getting rid of it. They don't think there's any way to return from it. I want to get the lowdown and dirty from Dr. Edward F. Group III when he gets on the show in the noon hour today. But in the meantime, here we have more garbage about Ukraine. Everybody's got Ukraine this, Ukraine that. Guess what? 100 Americans have been approved to join the fight against Russia, according to a Ukrainian officer, part of a wave of some 20,000 foreigners who have been approved after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for help. Americans include veterans who fought in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, including helicopter pilots. Well, I guess they just can't get enough. They want to go shoot somebody. They want to go shoot a Ruski. You see how this is contagious? Just like what happened after 9/11, man, we were blowing up mosques and killing Muslims. And I mean, it was nuts. We were beating up people on the street. But I mean, hey, they're doing that anyway. You got black brothers out there, which I don't understand why you're doing it, beating up Asian women. I mean, I see videos of that stuff all the time. I go, why are they doing this stuff? And then they sit there and they call you a racist because you speak out against it. It's like, well, here's one for example. Tucker Carlson stepped in it the other night when he called for U.S. Supreme Court judge nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to release her score on her LSAT, on her law school admission test. Hey, it's only fair. We have a right to know what your LSAT score was, don't you think? You know, how'd she do on it? Why won't Biden tell us what her LSAT score was? Now we just want to shove her through because Biden wants to be the first one to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court. You know, a woman of color, a minority. You know, we already have women and minorities on the Supreme Court. But, you know, whatever. It doesn't really matter. I'm not a racist here. I'm looking at the most qualified person. Remember I said vote for the person, not the party? You know, these days it's all been politicized, even on the Supreme Court. And the Democrats, you saw what they did to Amy Coney Barrett, and she is probably more of a moderate than President Trump had planned for. Do I like the way she thinks? Yes. Did I think she was a good pick? Probably so, because she brought a little bit of balance to the Supreme Court. There are people who will take issue with that. That's why we have her toll-free number, so you can call up and voice your opinion. Make it a good one, 844-769-2944. You can call up. And if you don't think Amy Coney Barrett was a good choice and you think there's somebody else out there better, I want to hear your input and why you think that's so. This is why we have this open, because you've been cooped up for so long. People have forgotten how to communicate. And see, rather than hearing me pontificate, I like to share the information just as much as anybody else. Just like we're talking about Russia, Putin is warning any attempts to prevent exports of fertilizers, oil, and gas is going to have serious consequences. Yes, comrade, we will come and deal with you. Yeah, we don't want you to negatively impact the Russian economy. Well, there's a lot of countries out there that are still doing business with Russia, China being one of them. And there's some Latin American countries that you need to be paying attention to. Our neighbors to the south, specifically Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, because all of the leaders of these countries support Putin. And they also basically are not friendly to the United States. They don't really like us that much. Why? Because we stick our nose into places that our nose does not belong to, right? So there's a lot of little issues going on right now. Activity has been closed in a North Korean nuclear site. Pyongyang is thought to have resumed testing after denuclearization talks stalled with the U.S. Why are we not surprised? So they go in and they start building stuff. We don't know. Even though the North Koreans tell us, yeah, we've basically shut down some of our stuff. You know, do we really know that's true? We have spy satellites. You know, North Korea's got spy satellites hovering over the U.S. Did you know? Senator Don Hall from Texas got on our show about a month ago and told us all about it when we were discussing EMP. He said, yeah, North Korea's got at least two satellites that fly overhead. maybe some positive developments to shut down this Ukraine scenario, but now Finland is looking at the idea of joining NATO after all of this. It's like, well, you know, what's to stop Putin from invading us? Maybe we should join NATO. I don't know how much that's going to affect Putin's decision-making processes. I don't think he's going to invade Finland. Don't know why he would. But that's what's happening, and we got all these people that want to go over there and fight on behalf of the Ukrainians, and, of course, wink and blink and a nod over in the State Department basically saying, oh, that's not a good idea. That will make it look like we're becoming aggressors. Kind of a crazy world we live in, isn't it? Yeah, I see you shaking your head. That's not a sight gag. I just know you are. A lot of you out there are shaking your head. And like I say, we have a toll-free number, 844-769-2944, and Putin is going to do what Putin wants. It doesn't matter what the New World Order thinks. Putin's made up his own mind about stuff. World Health Organization, meanwhile, is telling Ukraine to destroy high-threat pathogens in the country's public health labs in order to prevent any potential spills that might infect the population during the Russian invasion. Okay, so little back and forth there between U.S. and Russian officials over dangerous biolabs in the country, with Russia, then China, accusing the U.S. military involvement in Ukraine's biolabs. You know, we are trying to spread what they call democracy around the world. Really? I think we've forgotten what this country was founded as. It was not founded as a democracy. It was founded as a republic, which is why when we say the Pledge of Allegiance to the what? The battle flag of the United States, the 50 stars and stripes, the battle flag. That's what it is. Every country's got one. Those are battle flags. For those of you that don't know history very well, I'll enlighten you a little. And we put our hand on our heart, or if you're in the military, you salute the flag because you took an oath to what it stands for, the republic, not the democracy. There's nowhere in the script does it say, and to the democracy for which it stands. And if these people are going to sit there, especially the leftists and those in Congress, oh, well, we can't hurt the democracy. They're just trying to speak out against the democracy. Yeah, that's right. Michael Jackson with a bad makeup day, sitting in the House Speaker's chair. What can I say? You know, this is what she does. Oh, we can't hurt the democracy. And if you say anything bad about the leftists, then you're a racist and you're hurting the democracy. See, this is this gobbledygook nonsense that these people spew on a regular basis. It's called word vomit. And politicians are famous for it, which is why I said vote for the person, not for the party. That's kind of where my mindset has been ever since I watched the 2016 elections. Vote for the person, not the party. Because you saw what happens when you vote the party line, and everybody's got this mindset in them that, well, if we don't vote for the party, the other side who will vote for the party will win. Because they've all been brainwashed into thinking, yeah, see, there you go. There's the operative term. You've been brainwashed. We're all thinking that, hey, you know, well, let's just vote for the lesser of two evils. Why don't we do that? Who's the better of the candidates in each ticket? Let's vote for them, and maybe they'll get elected. Well, hey, you know, when you've got this possibility out there that elections are being stolen and we've got 85 plus million people in America, most of whom probably haven't taken the jab because they're not buying this garbage from the government and they don't trust the government any further than they can throw them. And I don't blame them. I have a hard time with it, too. And governments are necessary to do the bidding of the will of we the people, not the other way around. And when you've got situations like this where we the people are being made to distrust what our government is doing, it's time for a change. Washington needs an enema, a big one. And so if you move into U.S. news, I used to actually poke fun at that U.S. News and World Report. You remember that? I call it U.S. News. A lot of it was very sleepy propaganda. Well, the Chinese firms tied to Hunter Biden could bail out Vladimir. Two Chinese state oil companies are in discussion with Beijing to invest in the Russian gas giant Gazprom. which has been sanctioned in response to Putin's invasion of Ukraine. See what I mean? China National Petroleum Corporation. Thank you for and sign a pact for which Hunter Biden may still hold an indirect investment. Why am I getting this sinking feeling about Trading with the Enemy Act? Why is that still popping into my brain? You know that China and Russia, you know, indirectly through Herr Joseph's son, I'm going to start spelling Biden's first name J-O-S-E-F because he's acting like it, like Stalin. And I'm just not saying this because I'm stalling for time. Alabama, by the way, became the 22nd state to allow people to carry concealed guns without a permit. People in Alabama will not be required to obtain a permit or undergo a background check to carry a concealed weapon at the beginning of next year. Republican Governor Kay Ivey signed that legislation into law yesterday that removes that requirement. They want Second Amendment rights. Now, this is really weird. The legislation was opposed by the Alabama Sheriff's Association, which rallied against it earlier this month at the state capitol, arguing that permitless concealed carry laws would make it easier for people to obtain guns and not register them. You know, with the gun registration laws the way they are these days, and the fact is, concealed carry and the people who possess it, even if there is no concealed carry permit, usually, and I'm saying probably 99% of all those people respect what they have in their possession, what's hidden under their coat, what's in a holster, what's in their gun safe. They respect it. They know what it's used for. This scares the hell out of our enemies, folks, because they know that if it comes down to taking up arms, Americans would be the first ones to do it to defend their own turf. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this short break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
31 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, March 11th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for staying with us after the break. Did you know that the Department of Health and Human Services has stopped mandatory hospital reporting of COVID-19 deaths, and the CDC is hiding data about the effectiveness of the booster shots in people aged 18 to 64, or those least likely to benefit from the jab? This, according to Dr. Joseph Mercola, just put in an article today. The Post notes the FDA overruled an expert advisory committee, and the CDC overruled their own experts to promote the booster to all age groups. Scientists must use Israeli data, which show little to no difference in those boosted or not boosted until people are over age 65. CDC justifies not releasing their data, saying it was not ready for prime time. What is this? Saturday Night Live. You know, really? Wow. It would be misinterpreted because they think we're all stupid. Now, sorry, Rochelle the Witch, Walensky, you're the stupid one. You're stupid for thinking we're stupid. We got your number, Rochelle. We know what you're doing. This is the craziness that's going on right now, folks. Oh, Jussie Smollett, remember him? The one who staged his own assault, calling it a hate crime. He's been sentenced to 150 days in jail over lying about the attack. But at the same time, he's telling the judge, I'm not suicidal. I'm not suicidal. I mean, he sounded like a damn broken record. Cook County Judge James Lynn yesterday sentenced him to 30 months of felony probation, including 150 days in the county jail. Smollett was also ordered to pay a restitution of $120,106 to the city of Chicago. That was probably for all the costs of investigating his case, and a $25,000 fine. The judge denied a request to suspend the sentence and ordered Smollett be immediately placed into custody. Oh, Jussie's in lockup. Yeah, I know. You know, and of course, the judge tells Smollett, I know there is nothing that I will do here today that can come close to the damage you've already done to your own life. You've destroyed your life as you knew it. The damage you've done to yourself is way beyond anything else that can happen to you from me. You are now a permanently convicted felon. Smollett's got the right to appeal. He said in a court yesterday he was innocent, but he kept saying over and over, I'm not suicidal. I'm not suicidal. I'm not suicidal. Why does somebody go on a rant like that? He turned to the court, I'm not suicidal. And if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself. And you all must know that. I respect you, Your Honor. I respect your decision. Jail time, I'm not suicidal. So he thinks that when he gets put in with the general mainstream population, somebody's going to get him. I have a feeling that my buddy George Freund up in the great white north, Les Canada. Oh, Canada, how are you, my friend? What's going on, George Freund?
Oh, a whole bunch, really. Personally, I'm just getting involved in my bug out. So, you know, you can see what's coming. It's coming like a freight train. And if you don't get the hell out of the way, you're going to get crushed. So the good Lord started telling me in December, it's time to move. Get out of the way. The last place you want to live is near a Target, and I live near a Target. The airport is probably one of the top 10 targets in Canada. So you don't want to be there when it hits the fan or if a pilot strokes out. You drop a jumbo jet in the local neighborhood, you could take out 40, 50 city blocks pretty easy. So, you know, another place that you don't want to be under the flight path, if you know what I mean, whether it's an incoming something or another or an aircraft. But I have a couple of little tips for people that, you know, can save your life. And it's worth sharing with people. You come to the Power Hour, you know, you got your nuke protect and things like that. There's a couple of simple things you should be having at your person all the time to deal with anything if it got to the worst case scenario. And one of the most important things that you have for everybody you know is an eye patch, because the first effect of any nuclear blast is the light, the blinding flash, and it blinds you. And if you get that on the optic nerve and it goes into your brain, that's kind of like having the worst dental surgery you could ever imagine without any anesthesia. It'll just burn your brain and put you in great agony. If you want to watch a great film on that, it's called The War Game, and that's the game they're playing with us, The War Game. We're all human shields to the New World Order. It was put out by the BBC in 1965, so it might seem dated to the young people or whatever, but it's very realistic about what you're going to have to face and what you're going to have to do and what they're going to do to you. So I would highly recommend it. I have it embedded in my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, but it's universally available all over the place. Well worth watching. And something I saw in a movie, I think it was called Sarajevo. So it was about, you know, that time when NATO was your friend and they bombed you. Imagine that. And there wasn't even any Russians in the White House back then to do it for you. And something happened in that film at the very beginning that just shocked me, because you don't think about it. For a lot of you who live in urban areas, you probably use something called an elevator. When the power goes out, you're not getting out. That's your tomb. So if you're working somewhere or you live in a building that has elevators and you're concerned about that, we get to that stage, if you don't have a backup generator to keep that car going till you can get out, it's highly unlikely anybody's going to come to get you, because if 10,000 elevators all quit in one town and you got five guys to fix them and four of them ran away for the hills, it's going to take a long time. So you're on your own. That's where you're going to die, and whoever you're in there with, you're going to die with them. So if you're on the lower floors or something, maybe it's a good idea to take the stairs, increase your fitness level, but be very careful about that. You park underground, you don't have a backup generator to open the door, you're not going to get your car out. It's going to be a hell of a problem. So start thinking about those things. What kind of dynamics are available in the buildings you work in? And as a doctor friend of mine was telling me about the one we work in, hope everybody knows to turn off the air circulation system, like, right away if the power don't go out, because you're going to be bringing in all kinds of contaminated particulate matter. But when you hear the laugh from the loony left about the duck and cover old ads that used to be in the Cold War and something, you're not protecting your body from the nuclear blast. You're protecting your eyes from the flash, and it travels at the speed of light. So from your first idea that you're dealing with something like that, you got to hit the deck like you're ducking from machine gun fire and cover your head and your eyes so you don't go blind. Because what are you going to do then? And that's why if it starts to really get down to the wire, you wear an eye patch all the time on one eye. So if you'll go blind, you only go blind in one eye, and you got a second chance unless there's a second round coming in at you. But these things are not explained to people. They don't understand these things, and everybody's just walking blindly by. And I like the concealed carry stuff in Alabama. It just makes my heart feel good when you go back to that, the good old days, I guess. Because, if you look at the gun website, some of the biggest things, what they call the suicide specials or something, they had these 32 rimfire guns. There's like 10 zillion different makes that were made in the United States. Everybody had one or five. And because there was no phone and there was no ability to get help. So you had to depend on yourself, and you had your small concealable handgun there. So great old day, great old time. But one of the biggest reasons it came to me and why they are so adamant not to allow basically wild cards in the community with deadly force at their control is when they pull a false flag, you're going to start shooting some of their best actors. And then you're going to really know who was the trigger man or who was faking this or faking that, because they can't hide that six actors got blown away from some, company that rents them out all at one time. They just all happened to be there when there was going to be a school massacre or some kind of shooting massacre. Destroys the narrative right off the top. So that's one of their big reasons why they don't want you having any access to force. Like, you just imagine, too, like sometimes our local law enforcement or military are involved in that, too. Why? I have no idea. I'd be looking for another job if they start talking to me like that. But, there were tactical unit officers at Sandy Hook from the neighboring police department, photographed by a helicopter in a field beside the school, just happened to be there. And I would highly suspect that they were carrying guns, and they did absolutely nothing to interdict in this situation for some reason. So the last thing they need to get is shot by an honest citizen doing something. And remember, this isn't a war against countries. We always got to remember who we're fighting. We're fighting the other big guy, Satan. This is the Mark of the Beast system that's being implemented, and I have a very, very good feeling that Putin is on the right side of justice. That's why they have St. George slaying the dragon on their flag, the one with the coat of arms on it. That's very beautiful. Many times you see Putin's head under St. George slaying the dragon. That's his job, because they were making bioweapons in the Ukraine and many other places. I did that story in 2018 with a lady from Bulgaria, Diliana Gaitansheva. She's probably one of the best investigative reporters you're going to find anywhere. And she's exposed this stuff. She's got copies of documents long before we got to this stage of the game. And all of a sudden, when these however many there are, bio labs disappear, all of a sudden, there's no COVID anymore. It's just like somebody cut a gas pipeline and you just can't start her up anymore because there's no gas. I wonder if there's a cause and effect relationship here, and I would dare say there is, and that's what we're fighting. We're fighting evil, and this evil is manifested, and pretty much all our leaders, Klaus Schwab and company, took them all over. We don't have anybody alive anyway that's walking around that's really working for we the people in any of our nations. They're all stooges and putzes for this Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. And they came up with something too, the travel identity thing. A lawyer from out west sent me a link to that. This is absolutely chilling that you have known traveler digital identification.
Right. I wanted to ask you, you said that you were, you said you were making preparations to move. Are you seriously physically selling your place?
Sold. You know, January 3rd. So, you know, over the holidays, the good Lord just revealed to me, it's time to move. You've got to get out of the way. And I've learned to listen to that voice when
you actually sold your house.
Oh, yeah. I sold it January 3rd, bought another one 3 days later. Possession date comes up soon, so I hope I got time before the shells start flying. So, you know, I'm still packing to get out of Dodge. But, like I say, if you're a believer, if you commune with the Lord, you know it. You know, you feel it. It's right in your soul. It's in your body. So I got some kind of real estate blurb in my mailbox from some real estate agent. And, you know, I threw it in the recycling bin. And as I'm leaving for work, good Lord just convicted me right there. He said, I sent that man to you. He's to get you out. Call him. So I come home from work. I go shuffling through the bin. I pick it out. Call him. Lo and behold, when he comes to visit, he's a fellow traveler like us. What are the odds? He's a believer, and he knows exactly what's going on in the world. So, and he had the buyer. You know, so it was all there for me. And I'm going like, this is no time to be playing games. If you love life, you love your family, it's time to step out of the way. And, you know, if it's going to go off the rails, especially for people who've kept their DNA pure, God does not tolerate. If there's anything he's not going to tolerate, is these evil people messing with his DNA.
That's
every
right.
Piece has Yahweh on it. It's patented. It's patented by God. Doesn't matter what species it is, it starts with Yahweh. And if you take this abomination in your body, you know, there is an answer that God has for that. It's the trial by fire. And we don't want to go there. So it's far better to be faithful and loyal to God. We go to the other side. There's nothing to fear about death. We're going to the other side. And I'm looking forward
to some
the
point
ride.
In time.
The best people I know are there.
They beat you there already, George. They beat you there already. Hey, we got people on the phone that want to talk to you. Esther in Washington. You remember her?
Sure.
Well, Esther's on the phone. She wants to say hi.
Oh, bless you.
Hello, George. I had to get your last name right because it's not Floyd, it's Foyd, right?
F-O-I-D.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
F-R-E-U-N-D. F-R-E-U-N-D. Freund. Yeah.
In German, it's pronounced Freund.
Okay.
So it basically means friend.
Well, you're just so wonderful. I just love it. I'm actually a Canadian citizen living here in the United States. And I live close to the border in Washington State. And I have friends that have a barn that borders the line, and they've actually put on their barn on the U.S. side, Canadian refugees welcome here. And any Canadian citizen, a lot of them that have property here have actually come over and are planning to stay. They do not want to stay in Canada anymore.
So I don't blame them.
Yeah, it's really strange. So, but another thing that I'd like you to comment on is when Trudeau dismissed Parliament, and he made the edict, the emergency edict, and he dismissed Parliament at the same time, and he went ahead with the emergency edict, and the Parliament had to vote on it before it could be passed, and he dismissed the Parliament on purpose so that they wouldn't vote on him, on the situation.
We are ruled
Do you know anything about a dictatorship?
Klaus Schwab stated, and it's you can find it online, that Trudeau was one of his personal picks as a young global leader. And he runs Trudeau. Trudeau is just a puppet. And we don't have elections, not in your country or mine. We have illusions. We think we voted for something. And then whatever gets in power, the game was rigged, and it's already controlled by people like Schwab and the World Economic Forum, probably better summed up as the globalists. So it doesn't matter what we do or vote for until, you know, the ultimate vote comes, I guess, when it's trial by ordeal. And all our government leaders here in Canada were, I don't know if you remember the Ottawa shooting where they had a patsy go, you know, allegedly go into the Parliament buildings and open fire and such like that. So I did several late night Toronto radio shows. It was a real push button issue for most people because they believed the narrative, and the host was shaking. He says, "Oh, you can't say that on the radio," you know, because I said, "No, we're going to do a trial," because I went to Google. That Google Street View, and they did a special for Parliament to take you into the Parliament buildings and show you the buildings. That was a year and a bit before this happened for Canada Day. So I took the trip, and I followed the path that the shooter took, and I ended up where they said there were bullet holes in the wall. And you know what? Those holes were in the wall a year and 3 months or 4 months before the shooting started. And I did it like a trial, and I said, that was Richard Serrett from the conspiracy show here on a late-night Toronto radio station Sunday nights. And I said, if I was his lawyer and I could prove the bullet holes were in the wall, they weren't bullet holes, they were bolt holes from a plaque, that you know, you don't have a case, you just lost your case. You know, I don't have to prove everything's wrong in your case, but I raised a reasonable doubt. And the same with the narrative about the shooting. You look at pictures of the shooting, just like you look at some people in the Ukraine. You see a reporter in the street, and he's all dressed up in total body armor, a helmet, and he says he's in a war zone. And there's people walking behind him like it's an afternoon walk in the park. They don't match. And pictures didn't match with the pictures they tried to show us of this Corporal Cirillo on the ground and people in the background. They're sipping coffee. Can you imagine, especially if more Americans might know what I'm talking about than Canadians, somebody opens up with a high-powered rifle on a city street and you're not kissing the sidewalk? You're going to be standing, oh, I'm having my latte, telling jokes. You know, the noise alone is going to blow you down, never mind the fear of the whistling rounds and the screaming and blood and all this. And the blood was the big issue. Cirillo's on the ground. There's a woman with white uniform dress gloves. And if you ever wore a uniform and you got those white gloves, you know how clean they are. And she's doing CPR on this guy who's got shot twice in the gut. And the two biggest blood vessels in your body go through, you know, from your chest through your stomach, the superior vena cava or whatever they are. My anatomy's not the best. But those are the main highways of blood. So you got shot there twice at close range with a 30-30 caliber rifle. There should be blood pumping out of you like a fire hose. And her gloves are spotlessly clean. And so you don't do CPR on somebody who's got a beating heart. His flesh is red and pink. There's blood going to the capillaries at the skin.
So amazing how that works.
He should be pale. So it's fake. And what they did after that shooting is the tactical units went to the office of every senator and took it down like you were taking down a drug lab in Chicago. Machine guns, kick in the door, right in your face, on the floor, old man, because a lot of our senators are, you know, pretty senior. And force them down on the ground, stick the gun in the back of their head and chuck them up. Like, you don't, you're in the RCMP and you don't know that this guy's a senator and you're doing that to him. But it wasn't because of a fear of there's a shooter loose in the building. It was an intimidation tactic to show them, don't tread on us. because the next time we'll do it for real. And you're finished.
Well, now,
and that just scared them.
Now,
all of them.
To veer off a little bit, Canada, I mean, they can own rifles up there for hunting, and they do have arms, correct?
Oh, yes. We own lots of guns. There's only one thing we don't have is a right to self-defense. So, Matt, this is how crazy Canada is. On the East Coast somewhere, I think it was New Brunswick in a rural area. So it takes like, you know, maybe 40 minutes for the police to come to your door. Three guys armed break into a resident's home in a rural area. There's a physical struggle. He disarms one of the guys, takes his gun, and he shoots him with it. So he's charged for shooting the criminal and having possession of an unregistered firearm. They go like, wait a minute. If I didn't take that gun off the guy, I'd be full of holes and I'd be lying on the floor. You know?
Yeah. There has to be a movement now in Canada to bring in the rights that the U.S. citizens have. I mean, it's very serious, and there has to be a movement to do this. Because Canada has always been looked at as a very polite, kind, very sweet people. And I'll tell you, when I've read those books on pioneer days, what the Canadian pioneers or the cowboys, like in the Chilcotin area and the British Columbia middle area in B.C., they went through things that would make a cowboy here in the U.S. shudder. You guys are strong people, very strong people. And I really believe it's time for you to gather your strengths together and bring your rights to a legal standing that you can defend yourself with arms. It's time now.
Well, you can. It's a God-given right. Whatever laws they pass are ungodly. That don't mean you might not rot in jail for a little while, but, you know, God gave you those rights, and he's not going to take them away. I do post a great history series that I found that's still available online. It's called Canada People's History, and you go through the frontier days. And even though I've watched it years ago when it came out, like 20 years ago, watching it again is like you're chewing on your fingernails going like, holy smokes, man, people did that to each other. And this is how tough it was. And, you know, like we had forced the Acadians out of the East Coast and sent them down to the States and left them in mosquito-infested swamp in Louisiana. That's why you speak French down there. It's because of the Acadians they kicked out. Left them with no food, no water, no heat in the, you know, New England area in the wintertime. Tough, tough people. Great loss of life.
You are tough,
horrible
and it's
battles.
Time to get tough with the government. Canadians really need to get the American spirit because, you see, Canada and the U.S., Mexico, Central America, South America, we all have one thing in common. We are all Americans. And America stands for freedom. And Canada just needs to go legislatively legal with their firearms and to do it with a purpose and don't stop until it gets done. And George, you are a speaker from the heart for Canadians. I mean, when I
Why speak for
you,
the world?
You know,
Americans,
so,
you know, you're my brothers and sisters. I've been on the border for all my life. You know, I look across the Niagara River when I was a kid. You know, those are my brothers on the other side. If your house is on fire, how do I let it burn down and not help you? Because in the old days when Toronto burned down in a great fire, they came from Rochester. There weren't even phones there in those days. They saw the smoke, and they pulled their fire engines with horses, and they came because they knew it had to be big because you could see the smoke from across the lake. And my American mm-hmm. brothers came to save the Canadians. And by the same token, that has to be in my blood to save my American brothers and sisters.
Right.
So that we are not taken by Satan and degraded or dragged into some stupid war. They're already talking the chemical weapons crap like they did in Syria and Libya now in the Ukraine. So, you know, that's the red line. Well, I think I've heard that before. You know, so what are you trying to set up here? You're going to put a false flag on something to justify a bigger, broader war? I want my Americans alive. I want everybody to be alive and healthy and prosperous.
Yeah, we're dealing with a globalist government that's completely, I'm just going to say it, they're a Hollywood shit show.
Yes.
It's all lies. It's all perpetrated for their own wealth. And with the geoengineering and the war, the implements of geoengineering that they could use, and other technological implements of war that they have on hand, this shooting, it's all a lie right now. It's all a lie.
Well, we appreciate your time and your call-ins, Esther and George. We're coming up to the break right now. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And it's always enlightening to hear from George because, you know, he's north of the border in Canada, and he sees the bigger picture. So it's, you know, we're not conspiracy theorists here. We're trying to get to the truth. That's what's important. Here's something else that we will be talking about at some point in time during our next hour when we have our good friend from we have Dr. Edward Group coming on the show with us. But in the meantime, there's another little thing to keep in the back of your mind as we go into the break. Gas thefts. As oil prices soar, don't let your gas tank become a victim. As fuel prices surge, people have a propensity to get a little sticky-fingered with a gas can in your car. Police in U.S. and Canada are warning drivers to make sure you protect your vehicles from gas thefts. What can I say? Just a little bit of news there, food for thought. We will have Dr. Edward Group with us after the top of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Been fun so far. But there's more to come. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.